More than 500 troops and prison inmates in the central province of Suphanburi on Sunday joined Thailand's efforts to stem the spread of the avian flu virus. The government is culling millions of chickens suspected of having been contaminated by the H5N1 virus. Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, facing growing criticism over repeated official denials that bird flu was in Thailand, on Sunday visited farmers in Suphanburi province. He promised they would be compensated for their losses. Thailand's poultry trade is worth more than $2 billion a year. Officials have said the government had suspected for weeks that the country had been hit by bird flu, but said nothing to avoid panic until final test results arrived. Bird flu has been found recently in Taiwan, Japan, South Korea, Cambodia and Vietnam. There were reports Sunday that it had also reached Indonesia. At least 6 people in Vietnam have died of the flu, and Thailand says up to 5 people there have fallen ill. The disease was first found in humans in Hong Kong in 1997, when 6 people died of it. Health experts warn if the avian virus combines with the human flu, there could be a devastating outbreak among people. So far, however, there have been no reports of human-to-human transmission of the virus. All human victims appear to have caught it from birds. The World Health Organization's WHO regional spokesman Peter Cordingley says a vaccine to protect humans from the virus may be several months away.
The virus that's hit Vietnam this time, it's mutated. The thinking is now it's maybe 4 months to 6 months before we have a vaccine.
Mr. Cordingley says the WHO wants to see a regional response similar to the effort made in containing the SARS virus last year. He said authorities needed to be open and transparent in dealing with such outbreaks.
What we'd like to see happen is a recognition by all governments in the region. There has to be a national effort now to stop this virus spreading. It's becoming quite serious.
Regional governments are desperate to halt the virus's spread, which is hurting the huge poultry industry and threatening local economies. It also presents a growing public health risk, as the rising number of sick birds means more people are at risk of contracting the dangerous virus. Thailand this week will hold a meeting with several countries and international organizations as part of a regional effort to contain the bird flu outbreak before it spreads further. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.